There's only one name that is esteemed highly here, and that's the name of Yahweh. For in that name we find the HaMashiach, period. It should not be the name of David, or Leroy, or Jimmy, or James. Only one name. That is the only name of strength. Not the pagan identities, not the Jesuses, not the Christos, the Crusos. HaMashiach, the Lamb, the Anointed One, the of Yahweh. And we shall express that. Now, I want to go back to Juliana. Revelation 13. Hallelujah. It says, now he shall perform great wonders, remarkable feats with great magnitude. And scripture tells us that Yahweh alone does great wonders. And his mercies endure forever. Now, that's what scripture says in Tehillim 136 verse 4. Yahweh alone does great wonders. And yet it says here in Gileana, he does great wonders. It says in Tehillim, Psalms 136 verse 4. To Yahweh alone does great wonders. Pala, miracles that are profound. Miracles that are great in their magnitude. Yahweh alone does great wonders. It says in Gileana, and he does great wonders, Simeon, so that he make fire comes down. He makes fire. He makes it now. Does it say that? Is that difficult to understand the vernacular of that? It says he makes fire come down from the Shemayim on the earth in the sight of who? In the sight of men. And there's a purpose for that. The heart of man is deceitful above all things, and it is desperately wicked. So he makes fire to come down from the Shemayim in the sight of men. Now, scripture tells us in Shemoth that Moshe, Yahweh by the hand of Moshe, he did great wonders before Pharaoh. And there were great miracles, brothers and sisters. So even this power of darkness is performing the same things that Moshe and Aharon did. And yet all the great miracles of Allah, oneness belongs to Yahweh. He is the one that worked great miracles. He alone. And yet we know that the gods are capable and able to do those things. They are, brothers and sisters. And there's a plethora of gods upon the face of the earth. In America, there are gods beyond recognition and expression and names. I've searched for testimonies of the healings of gods, and it just blows me away. You read some of the miracles, they are profound. And they document them in Islam, in Buddhism, self-healing, self-preservation, inner healing, spiritualism, Unitarian Unitarianism, all of that. They all have testimonies of great feats and great power. And they all do them in the name of Jesus, or in the name of their God, or in the name of their Lord. Is that Yahweh? Nah. He knows that a wicked and an adulterous generation seeks a sign. And he sends signs. He allows them. Sure he does. Because they are not his. He doesn't intend for them to be drawn to him. All those miracles in Egypt, did it draw any Egyptian to Yahweh? Not one of them left out of Egypt. I don't care what perverts say that the Egyptians, and there were those that put blood upon their doorposts, lies. There's the signs of the house of Israel, those that were Hebraic. He came to deliver the house. He did not come to deliver one Egyptian. Did he deliver the whole city that Noah lived in? He came to deliver Lot. So you got these men like Carlton Pearson. It's a universal love and a universal salvation. I don't care what you are. You can be a Muslim. You can be whatever. You can be of Islam. He says that, quote, Jesus came to save everyone. You may not come to the knowledge of it, but you are saved. So don't worry about it. So why even worship anything? Why even live a life that is circumspect and have a life that represents a certain a rule of an authority that keeps you straight? Why even do that? It's stupid to me. The theology is foolish because it is of hell. And yet they boast of their miracles and their powers. And he deals with all kinds of shamans. Even you can be a shaman. You can be whatever you want to, and you're saved. Now, I say to those that say that in the name of Jesus, they cast out demons and heal the sick. Well, what name is Carlton Pearson doing it in? He does it in that name. That's what he's doing it, isn't it? And yet he said the scripture hasn't really, the authenticity of the scripture, really, it's just corrupted. He said you can even see in the renewed covenant whereby it's a lot of paganism, that these are men that were renowned men in the earth. Come on, Carlton Pearson. Sat on the board of ORU. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. The children of hell. They're workers of concision. That's what they're. That's why they live rich. Like the rich man. And his wife says that there's an inner healing that everyone possesses, and they just need the inner healing. But yet she has to go back to college. She's going back to get some knowledge on pathological natural healing. Well, if that's the case, why do I need someone to teach me that? They're ignorant. They don't know Yahweh. And he's raising up these men, these pseudo, these false prophets, these powers to deceive and to destroy them. Why? Because, you know why, saints? Can I tell you this? Because they do not receive the love of the truth. They do not love truth. They do not love what truth does for them. They don't love it, brothers and sisters. And that is just the bottom line, period. No questions about it. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. I want to read, I want to drop down to verse Giliana, verse 14. It says here, in verse 14, it said, and he blessed them in Giliana, Revelation 13, 14. And he what? Is that what it says, brothers and sisters? He turned them away from the truth, and he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those, what? Is that plural? Miracle semions, which he had what? Power to do in the sight of the what? Beasts. In the sight of this powerful spiritual kingdom, work, Shaitan. He had power to do, saying to them that dwell upon the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had been wounded by the sword, and did live. So let us make this proclamation, this image. Let us make this God-like acknowledgement. And that's what they're trying to do. That's what that busk is there in Ohio. They're trying to revive the image of this beast, of this kingdom power, this pantheon of gods. It deceived the world. Those that dwell upon the earth, they were deceived. And Shaitan has deceived the whole world, saints. Believe me, he has. He has deceived them. They have turned away from the truth. They have rejected the truth. They have rejected his name. There are not that many people that even understand the purity of the Shabbat. You can't love Yahweh without keeping his truth. And he deceived them by what? By what? By what? So you tell me someone can be deceived by miracles? He deceived them by the miracles, and that's what this pagan thing we call Christendom, this charlatan religion, that's what he's doing. Deceiving many. That's what it's based upon, everything. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Have your miracle healing, your miracle cross. You can find everything that's miracle. Miracle crosses is pagan. Miracle crosses, you get miracle pins, miracle quotes, everything, anything you want. They sell it. You can buy. Just send an offering. Send a dollar. That's what they do. Everyone, send a dollar. You take someone. What is that corrupt man's name? He's been on and off. People love that corrupter. What's his name? With the slick hair. I can't think of his name. Not Ernest Angeli. It's another one. He's been on and off, four or five wives, rip people off, and they still support that pervert. I can't think of his name. He will send a penny out. Get your blessed penny. You send an offer, I'm going to send you a penny, and when you get this penny, you're going to be blessed. Tilton. Bob Tilton, that Jezebel of hell. They lay on the mail, and people call it about their miracles. The Pat Robinsons lay on this pervert, this greedy dog. This Jezebel, I bled on the male, and you could watch she in the center of natural nuttism. That's all it is. CNN. You got these nutty ones. They would say, "Oh, Pastor, I was listening to you, and I had this demon. You said there's something on. There's got a demon, and that was me, and it came out." And people buy that trash. Pat Robinson is a corrupt thing. He loves money. He's a perverter. He doesn't even love his God. He got ventures everywhere in China, and they poor babies away like dogs there, yet he will not raise one voice against it. Then he said that Mr. Sharon had a stroke because he given away God's land. You can't give, he's not giving away his God's land. You cannot give away anything that belongs to Yahweh. Period. Had a stroke because he's old. He was out of shape and too heavy, period. Bottom line, that's his problem. This ignorant, stupid generation. The man was old, 7-8 years old. He's going to die. I don't care what they got him, he's still going to die. Miss Coretta Scott King. She's trying to seek alternate medication, but she still died. There's an appointment. He always says that. Don't make him a liar. Where are all these faith preachers? Let them go raise up Miss Coretta Scott. Come on, T.D. Jakes and Bishop Long, all you corruptors of hell. Get Benny Hinn. Well, raise up the dead. Well, let us see something profound. Did that one make us scratch our heads? They haven't raised up nothing. And that's the truth. That's the truth. They don't even have the faith to raise up nothing. They don't have the faith to believe that whom the Son makes rich free is deed. They don't believe that. And yet they got to cast out a demon every day. Demon bosses and all that. The demons are busting their butts. That's the truth. And no doubt about that. I believe what Scripture says. Scripture tells me to submit myself under the truth of Yahweh, His mighty hand, and just resist the devil. He'll flee. Just say, "Get out of my face, devil." I believe that. I don't believe I have to get up every morning. Devil, I bind you. You can't bind him. Did Hamashiach bind him? No, he didn't bind him. When he carried him up on the pinnacle, showed him all the kingdoms, and above the top, did he bind him? No, ma'am, no, sir. He said, "I'll tell you something. The power is mine. It is mine for a season, and there is nothing you can do. Bow down and worship me." Come on, seal the fact that I'm the mighty one. He didn't bind him. The scripture tells us that he rebuked him. He told him, "Get thee hence behind me, Shaitan. You don't save the things of Yahweh." And the scripture says that the Malachs, the Melechim, the Shemai came and they ministered unto him. Don't forget who you are now. They're ministering Ruahs of Yahweh. You know who you are. Don't forget that now. Stay the course. Yahweh has sent you. Don't worry about what he says. And the old devil went away. "I'll be back." He departed for what? Scripture says. What? Season? He was tempted at every point as we have been tempted. So did Hamashiach have a demon? That's so stupid. I will show us as we go farther to say. Let me close quickly here. Let me finish this in Gilead now. There's so much. I'm not going to try to cover every scripture. I want to cover some of the most valid and important things, because all the scriptures are important and all of them are valid. I can use any of them, but I want to demonstrate from this teaching things that are very demonstrative or demonstrative. They will make a tremendous impact that the scriptures, you can kind of retain them and you can go back and look at these things. You understand that? So he had power to deceive them on the earth, and he deceived many, did many miracles before them. And it says in verse 15, "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and to cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast, that they should be killed." Now here these charlatans and these pseudos, they all got some kind of revelation as to what this is. They all got this. And what they're going to do, this kingdom and this religious power that we see rising to the forefront today, this Roman strength and the power of this whore, she's going to be revived and everyone. Has she always done that? When men did not capitulate to Catholicism, would she kill them? Would she destroy men? Has she destroyed nations? Has she brought them down to desolation? Sure she has. And she's going to be raised up to the pinnacle of all power. She is the most beastly thing upon the face of the earth. And this pseudo-prophet is going to give a great streak to her, because the head of this religious whore, whether she's Christendom, or Islam, or Buddhism, or Muslim, or confusion, it is the powers of darkness, and it is run by demons and spirits of devils, and they're working miracles. And so they're all coming together now saying, look, we have miracles. The Muslims, you will not even hear that in time passes. Yet you could read what they were told. They would tell you about Muhammad and the miracles of Prophet Muhammad and the miracles that he worked. But now there's a proliferation of what Muslims are saying, and those are Islam. I was sick. I was dead. And the imams prayed for me. And I was brought to life again. Now how is this image or this beast or this whore is going to have such a life restored unto her that men are going to bow down and worship her and acknowledge that she is the one of great power and authority? How can she have life or resurrection in her body? And yet those that are in Islam and Buddhism, they have testimonies. And I'm going to read some on the Shabbat too. They've died, some crippled. They've prayed to Holy Mary. And they've been healed. Evident documentation. And yet people believe in their gods. There's only one mighty creator, and his name is Yahweh, and I will not capitulate on that. That's why I say all gods are dogs, because every god is a dog. I don't say that lightly. I said that because Yahweh just brought it out of me. There's only one creator, and I tell you this, his expression or his identity is not a god. It's not a goddess. I say that because he cannot be classified as Shaitan. We know that he is a god, and this ignorant generation says, I spell his name with a small g. It makes no difference at all. My name, David, whether you spell it with a capital or small, lowercase, is still David. I don't care how you spell it. There are times that I write everything in capital cases. I print and I write all things that way. So it makes no difference. I can write bird in small or lowercase, it's still bird. It doesn't make it any special bird because it's in capital cases. Period. It just signifies that it is a proper. You just identify the person properly. You can spell that if I said the proper grammar in English, if I'm writing this, I would say my dad, this is my dad, I would have to capitalize that. But if I said that my dad went to the store, I would write it in lowercase. It's just the grammar and the form of how the context of the sentence. So that doesn't make it. If he's still my daddy. Whether small case or high case, it's still the same. So there's only one creator. There are billions of gods. And there's a restitution of these gods. And we see the power of that. And they begin with their miracles and the forms of their miracles and their signs. Because this generation is wicked, it is adulterous, it's corrupt, and it seeks that above all things. It doesn't seek the will of Yahweh. Set your affection on things that are above. And not on things that are earthly. They're setting their affection on things that are earthly. And not on the things that are above. May Yahweh bless you. I'm going to continue this. You that are listening, may Yahweh bless you. We will put this up on the website, the messages in entirety. You can download them. You can have them free. And we will post also the scriptures when I refine them, because I have written in some of the notes. And I will put them all so that we can post them on our website. And you're free to have them. May Yahweh bless you all tonight. May your heart be encouraged. May you be strengthened tonight. Shaitan has the power to deceive us with miracles. Let no one trick you. And I will show you as I continue this message and this teaching, as we will see this. We will see it. We will see it. He has the power to do that. Does that annullify the miracles of Yahweh? No, it does not disannul the miracles of Yahweh. He is the Eli healer. And because we love him so much, we obey him. We don't have to waste his energy on that. You understand? We just trust him. If we suffer, we still trust him. And we bless him. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you that are listening on the live stream. I'm quite sure Brother Michael and Sister Michaela and Brother Alex, young man. And Sister Tucker, bless you all. And you that are listening. We thank you tonight, you all. And we bless you in Yahshua's name. We pray that you give us strength and understanding of your word. Help us all to understand and to digest your truth. Sure's mighty name. We thank you. We praise you for all things in that mighty name. And all the saints said, hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh bless you.